Blackstone Audio presents Burn Me Deadly by Alex Bledsoe. Chapter 1. The blonde dashed out of the darkness into the moonlight right in front of me. My horse Lola tried to bolt in surprise. I yanked on the reins and drew her up short. She reared and nearly threw me, but I held on and turned her away so she wouldn't trample the woman. We spun for a moment like a trick rider in a show, kicking up dust on the dry, deserted road. Then she found her footing. I pulled the reins tight and managed to regain control. The cloud raised by our near accident momentarily obscured the woman. As it dissipated, I got a good look at her. She was young, with leaves and twigs tangled in her hair. She wore only an oversized man's jacket that hung past her hands and thighs. Scratches laced her slender legs and dirty, bloody feet. She stood with her eyes closed, face screwed up and arms covering her head as she anticipated the impact. My voice was higher than normal when I demanded, "What the hell, lady? You could have killed us both!" She opened her eyes and stared at my horse for a long, silent moment. Unscrunched, her moonlit features were very attractive.
"Wow," she said softly. "That was close."
"No kidding," I snapped, still battling Lola's skittishness. The mare tossed her head and snorted, not convinced that all the danger had passed. If only I'd been as smart. The woman's dirty face showed marks of recent tears. She grabbed Lola's bridle and said,
"Please, sir, I have to get away from here."
She looked over her shoulder toward the dark woods from which she'd emerged.
"I'm in terrible danger."
"Uh-huh," I said dubiously. I